Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to the Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 10, 5 and 6 verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Aditi Mataji, please take over and give a brief introduction about today's Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. Dandavat Pranam to Radha Pramod Prabhuji. And this is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. Radha Pramod Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2001, got initiated in 2006 by His Holiness Radha Nath Swami Maharaj, completed courses at Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapitam from BVRC. Prabhuji is managing a preaching center in Hyderabad, training and educating corporate youth, giving daily sessions on Asta TV and other local channels, conducting online Bhagavatam sessions for many devotees groups around India. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji, and over to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the opportunity. I'll start reciting the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10. This is text 5 and 6. Sri Deva Uvacha. Kimnu tat duschajam brahman purusham bhutana kampina bhavat vidana mahata punya shloketya karmana. The word to word meaning. Sri Deva Uchu, the demigod said, Kim, what, no, indeed, that duschajam, difficult to give up brahman, or exalted brahman. Pumsa of persons, Bhuta Anukampina, who are very sympathetic towards the suffering living entity, Bhavat Vina Vidana, like your lordships, Mahata, who are very great, Punya Shloka Itya Karpana, whose pious activities are praised by great souls. Translation. The demigods replied, O exalted Brahmana, pious persons like you, whose activities are praiseworthy, are very kind and affectionate to people in general. What can't such pious souls give for the benefit of others? They can give everything, including their bodies. Text 6. Nunam swartha paro loko na veda para sankatam. Yadi vedana Yacheta Neti Nahya Ishvaraha Nunam, certainly Sarva Artha Paraha, interested only in sense enjoyment in this life or the next. Loka, materialistic people in general, not Veda, no. Para Shankatam, the pain of others, Yadi, if Veda, no. Not Yacheta, would ask. Does not say yet since Ishvara able to give charity. Translation. Those who are too self-interested beg something from others, not knowing of others' pain. But if the beggar know the difficulty of the giver, he would not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he would not refuse to give the beggar anything he might want as charity. Purport. This verse describes two people, one who gives charity and one who begs for it. A beggar should not ask charity from a person who is in difficulty. Similarly, one who is able to give charity should not deny a beggar. These are the moral instructions of the Shastra. Chanakya Pandit says, Sannimitte varam tyago vinashe niyate sati. Everything within this material world will be destroyed, and therefore one should use everything for good purpose. If one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. At the present moment, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of godless civilization. The Krishna conscious movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their life to revive God consciousness throughout the world. We therefore invite all men and women advanced in knowledge to join the Krishna conscious movement and sacrifice their life for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namaki Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vicharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravittavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas that I'll be able to speak on this very important topic which Prabhupada is trying to make us understand. This is a very important thing which actually helps, which is very, very essential for us to be happy in this world and to get out of this world. This word sacrifice is actually the most important. So what Prabhupada is telling that We therefore invite all men and women advanced in knowledge to join Krishna conscious movement and sacrifice their lives for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. So I want to just discuss on what is the meaning, understanding of the sacrifice what Prabhupada is telling. And first I will try to explain this concept of sacrifice. This is a very important concept which is given in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The sacrifice is very important aspect of Karma Yoga. Now, why sacrifice? So, we'll try to understand this concept, what exactly the sacrifice is and how we have to work on it. First, the purpose, the original goal of any real culture in human society is to help a person gain freedom. Now, how this freedom is connected and how Prabhupada is connecting. So, he is taking this principle and he is giving the highest aspect of the sacrifice. So, Prabhupada is telling sacrifice and what Prabhupada is telling is the best way of sacrifice. First, we will understand what is sacrifice. Then, I will discuss why this is the best way to sacrifice. What Prabhupada is giving is the best. And why it is important. So now, we are meant to get freedom. Now, we see the culture. If there is no culture, then there is no freedom. If culture is lost in human society to the degree, freedom is also lost. We don't want freedom. I will explain how it is. Like a person seeks freedom, a person realizes that he is born in order to be free. But more we stay in this material world, especially at this time, more we get entangled. Now, the shackles that we are seeing, they are not made of any chains or any ropes or anything. No, these shackles are even more complex than physical shackles. So this is not physically imprisonment. It is in person may be physically imprisoned. So in the second chapter, Prabhupada is telling in the Sthita Prajna, he says regulative principles of freedom. More we have regulation, more we are internally free. Externally, we may follow rules and regulations, but more and more we are gaining internal freedom, which is very important. And the person, he will be free, and he will be free from the enslavement from inside. Like India wanted to gain freedom, and everybody was fighting. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is telling Prabhupada, no, no, spread Krishna consciousness. We think, what is this? We need freedom, right? We want freedom. India gained freedom, but really all the people gained freedom? India, the country, as a country, it got freedom, not the people. Why? People, they're internally, they are more and more getting shackled. Not only India, all over the world. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is not concerned about external freedom of the countries. He is more concerned about the internal freedom. So he told Prabhupada, you work on internal freedom of people, not on the external freedom of the countries. So many countries will gain freedom and then something else will happen, something else will happen. Still they are fighting. You know, in India also, some places they are still fighting. We want freedom from India. Like, people will be fighting all over the world like that. Now, the wars are going on in different parts of the world because they want freedom. But internally, they are not free. That is the point. So now in the slavery is more and more increasing. That is another problem. Now with our, we see that we all wanted to be free, but more and more we are, people are surrounded by things and people have the slogans of freedoms and all, but slavery is also increasing. Now the feeling of unfreedom that comes to people because of this understanding should come. Actually, I am not. Now, this is people now they started accepting internal slavery. That is another point. Now, how it is connected to sacrifice, I'll explain. First, try to understand how sacrifice is so important to get rid of. So, what I am trying to make understand is that we are in a problem. So problem is slavery, not external slavery, it is an internal slavery. That is the cause of our unhappiness. People feel that there is some, some initial subtle mistake that each of us made. And this is what is the main problem. What is that? That our separate individual life. And now another important, what is happening? Because we wanted freedom, we, the whole people there, all humanity as a whole, as it is, they want to have this freedom. But we want to have freedom, but our life is becoming more and more and more complicated. Now, this is a subtle systemic error. That is what is happening in this world. And now, Vedic culture, it is intended to teach people to gradually gain freedom. And this is the meaning of culture. When Gandhi was asked, what do you think about Western culture? Gandhi said, it's a good idea. When are you going to start it? So it looks a little sarcastic, but it is true that it is a little arrogant. But the point is that a person in the process of activity should be released internally and should feel more and more happy as this release. So when you practice certain culture, we should feel that freedom. Now when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, it's not external. Internally, we should gain more and more freedom. This is the point. So Vedic culture, the goal of the culture or all the human activities in the Vedic culture is to make a person happy. But whereas the Western culture, it is making person become a slave. The more I consider myself slavery, the more a person considers slavery natural, then he is more adapted to modern culture. He feels, yeah, I need to have air conditioning. Air is not conditioned. We are getting conditioned. Air conditioned in the house, car, office, everywhere you are air conditioned. Air is not conditioned. We are conditioned. We are conditioned without Wi-Fi. How many people can stay without social media, without Wi-Fi? More and more we are thinking, we feel natural to be in slavery. More and more we are adopting to modern culture. That is the point. Now, there is one psychological study that was made, and they asked the different parameters, and they asked how many level of happiness they were measuring. And then they began to understand that there is a pattern. What is the pattern? The people who are consuming more, they feel less and less happy. In general, we have this idea that more I consume, more I'll be happy. But people consume more and amenities seem to increase and opportunities also increase, but the appliances, all facilities are increasing and freedom and happiness are living. They are decreasing. This is what is happening to people. Now, the conclusion reached by this research people is that when people, they are happy, they consume less. And now they live. Now nobody needs such people in society. It's actually a disaster for economy. You have more happy people, economy will collapse. Why? There are no consumers. You don't consume more. You are happy with very little. Otherwise, I accumulate more and more things, because that is what is my understanding of happiness is. I accumulate more and more. And more I am unhappy, more I accumulate things. This is the point. I work in a factory and I make nuts and bolts so that I'll make a machine. I make a car so that people can come in the car to the factory to work. So that they'll make more cars and more people can come and work. So that means people, this is the essence of this whole material civilization, that people make some nuts in order to serve them later. So now, why I'm making this point? Because this is what is connected to sacrifice. Please try to understand what I'm trying to tell. That people are becoming slaves of this whole complex device that we ourselves have created in Kali Yuga. Every Kali Yuga, this system happens. If you dug more deeper and deeper, we can find plastic and tires of previous Kali Yuga also. So it is every time happen. Now Krishna, he says that when a person, now I'll come to the solution. You are clear with the idea that we are enslaved. There is no internal freedom. There is always, now I will explain a little more with few examples what is, how we don't have freedom. Like now I am forced to eat particular items, I am forced to wear certain dress, I am forced to do, because this is all the society has created. I don't have freedom. And especially in India, either you should become a doctor or engineer, no freedom. You are forced to study these two things only, because it is what is society. You are, and that is natural, you have to adapt to it. And then you get your software job and then you are considered as normal. This is called enslavement. Whether you want to do or not, you don't understand. And not only that, the movies, the dress, the food, you go to shopping malls, whatever they have displayed, that only you have to purchase. Now, people don't need many of the things. Like in India, you don't need cool drinks because you get milk and curd and you have sugarcane juice and you have many things that are fresh. In West, you don't get all the seasons, all the fresh items. That's why you need cool drinks. You have to store. But in India, you don't need cool drinks because coconut water, sugarcane water, muskmelon juice, all juices are available. Everything is fresh according to the season. But now people not understand. In India also they have cold drinks. And same thing with the fast foods also. India you get everything fresh. You have every day you can make paratha, chapati, dosa, idli. You don't need burger and pizza in India. But people don't understand. They think no. We all need because it is there. McDonald's and KFCs are there. That's why we have to do it like that only. It is not needed. You can have fresh because in India everything is so nice. Why? Because people are getting conditioned. This is called enslavement. Without knowing only they are becoming slaves. That is the problem. And now, if any questions still the problem, I'll go for the solution. Okay. Now, the solution part, from here it starts. Now Krishna tells that when a person acts for his own sake, he falls into slavery. This is the first reason. Where slavery comes, the reason is yajñārtha karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandha. You fall into slavery when you act for your own self. See, try to remember, we are discussing on sacrifice. So the point is from here I started. So why Prabhupada is giving the best solution of when we have to work for, we have to sacrifice our life for Krishna consciousness movement. To prove that point, I am starting from here. What Krishna is telling, when you act for your own sake, we end up in slavery in this world. The world is arranged such a way that if a person set a goal or a goal of all his actions only for his own pleasure, then sooner or later, all this will turn into slavery and more. Now, there are different levels. If a person practices, how he can gain freedom? Now, Krishna says, if you want freedom, the Vedic culture, this is what the solution. There are different ways that are explained how a person should act. Now, the first point is, right? Anything that a person should understand in order not to stand still and not to degrade. We cannot be at one place. Aryan means who moves forward. We are Aryan race. Anarya Jushtum Aswardham Akirtikaram Arjuna. Krishna is telling, Are Arjuna, you are Aryan. How can you be like this? Aryan means who moves forward. So first thing is we cannot stand still nor we degrade. Now we are creating all these conditionings and we are becoming more and more degraded, especially in Kali Yuga. This degradation takes place where? Internally. Because more we are tuning ourselves to media, internet and all, we are degrading our consciousness. And what is happening? Heart is becoming more and more decomposed. That is the problem. Heart becomes colder and colder and harder and harder. And man is acting for his own sake and as a result, he loses his human propensities. What is he losing? He is using human propensities. Now you understood the problem. Now for a person to progress, the one first precondition that must be fulfilled. That, what is that precondition? I am acting not for my own sake, but for God's sake. Yajñārtha karmano anyatra lokoyam. If you are not doing for Lord, if you are not doing yajna, sacrifice, what is happening to us? We are karma bandhana. We are becoming enslaved. That is the point. Now Śrīla Prabhupāda says that first, he is explaining this concept, he is giving the solution, sacrifice. Of course, he explained it clearly in third chapter. Now, when we follow this condition, then we will reach a higher level of consciousness. We will not remain in it, we will not degrade from it. Now, what happens is when we start working for somebody, then when we work as a sacrifice, now, honestly, I am not completely convinced, as I am not able to do, but I know that I have to do it this direction. Theoretically, I have understanding. I don't have realization. And I'm sharing so that slowly one day I'll get this realization. So this is information in one way. It's complete. Theoretically, I know it, but realization is not there so much. But still, it is good. One day, if you may also get benefited. Now, what happens is, when we work for others, we'll get rid of some difficulties inside, tension, fatigue, and it will give opportunity to be truly happy. Now, I'll explain how this is. Actually, it is not this principle. No? It works everywhere. Not only if somebody is working for Krishna, no. Even he works in a material circle also, he'll experience some freedom. That is also the point. Like when there was many cases, there are freedom fighters. In India, there are freedom fighters. They really sacrificed their life for the country. They never thought about themselves. And when they were doing it, they were experiencing a great joy and great amount of freedom also. And this is true. Like in World War II time, people for Russia, they were dying. They say yes for our motherland, for Stalin. Even under this condition, the object of the sacrifice is extremely strange, still they felt liberation. So they say that that if you feel confused and if you have no resolve, then that time they were told, the newspaper articles, you should remember Stalin. If you feel that you don't know what to decide or to choose and what a very difficult choice is before you, then you remember Stalin. And if you are tired and no longer want to work, remember Stalin. And it worked also for them. Why it worked? Because the principle is correct. That's why it worked. The principle is, we are not meant for us. We are meant for somebody else. Now the principle is that if a person acts only for his own sake, then that is the worst thing that he can do for himself. At least he has wife and children, work for them, but there is selfish interest. That selfish interest is cause of problems. Otherwise, family life, where the problem comes is, there are expectations. Expectations means you are doing not for their sake, you are doing for your sake. That's why there is expectation. If selflessly doing, is not expecting anything, he can be peaceful. There are no fights in family life. Otherwise, because we don't do selflessly, you may say, I am doing everything for my wife and children and husband and all. If you are doing, then you should be feeling liberated and freedom. Why it is not happening? Because there is expectations. That is the point. Now, if a person has some higher goal, this is some, in a mundane level, there is some freedom. If a person has higher goal, then that will help. And Krishna is telling, yajñartha karmano anyatra. Everything that it should be done for the sake of Krishna only. Prabhupada is telling sacrifice for Krishna consciousness movement. Now, yajna means Lord. Yajna means sacrifice. That I do not do it for myself. It is Vishnu. Now, internally, what is the thing that should happen? Internally, I have to tune in this way and understand that I am not acting for my own sake. So, internal tuning. This is very difficult. Where we will tune, when we sit for chanting, that is the time we can tune. There is no other way. See, what happened, our swabhava is very fixed. It cannot change so fast. That means to get a tuning that I will do for Krishna or for somebody, or our system don't accept so fast. Because it's a very rigid and fixed system. So, we have to slowly give this idea. And how we give? When we start hearing properly, when we start hearing the holy name properly, when we are chanting, then the system starts accepting. This is okay. I am accepting. That is why we need sadhana. Sadhana is basically what? We are trying to change our nature. We are trying to change that part. That's why we need sadhana. Otherwise, like Lord arranged our system, our nature is very fixed. Why he arranged it so rigid, so fixed? So that we'll be able to handle people in this world. Otherwise, we cannot handle only people. Like say, now my mother is coming, my friend is coming. I know what type of person he is because his nature is fixed. I know how to handle him. If a person is changing from morning to evening, different person, he comes in the evening. Morning he is a very cool, calm person. By evening, he became a very rude and rash person. I don't know how to handle him. You are understanding the point? Lord made everybody fixed like that. So when you are dealing with your child or husband or wife or anybody, you know what type of person is, you will be able to handle. If our nature changes so fast, from morning to evening, night, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, no, it won't change like that. Because it does not change, that's why we need sadhana. Why we have to do every day chanting, every day chanting, every day hearing, every day hearing, every day reading? Why we have to do? Because the system is so rigid, it cannot be affected unless you do dirgha kala. And three things are there in sadhana, we discussed also. It should be done for a long time, regularly, consistently, and consciously. The three things when we do, there will be change. So that's anyway a side point, but it's important. I just what I'm trying to tell is, so internal tuning is needed for what? That I am meant for somebody else. I am not for myself. I am meant for my guru. If a person is married, has wife and children, he has to serve, not expecting anything, though no expectations. And serve guru. Brahmacharis, they serve guru, not expecting anything. So this selfless sacrifice will give us freedom. This is what Krishna is trying to explain to us. Now, in normal sense, they want freedom so that they'll go to jnana level, nishkam karma yadadu, they'll attain jnana platform. But for us, direct devotion, highest thing. Prabhupada is telling, just serve Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. So that's what it is. We will try to understand some more points. Now, why I'll just give 2-3 stories also. I'll not just. Why is that it makes a person free? Because when a person acts in this way, he acts on the basis of truth. What is the truth? Till now it is a false. This is true. What is the true? True ego. That was false ego. What is true ego? In all circumstances, I am servant. Jivera Swarupai Krishnera Nitya Das. This is only when I clearly understand this and consistently in every situation in my life, every decision that I make, I act on this basis that I am servant, only then I become free. Otherwise, not. We forget it. And actually, we hardly. For myself, I can tell, I hardly remember it. I don't forget only. I always think that I philosophically, people are atheistic. Actually, psychologically, how people say, see, I believe in God, but unfortunately, you know, I am that God. So I'll do everything according to what I want. That is a problem. Freedom is not to change my position from the position of servant to a master, because this can never happen. So freedom is understand our nature and act according to it and live according to it. That is the natural principle by which. So I follow these natural principles, then I become free. I will try to, otherwise I'll fall into slavery. The more I break this law, the more I become. Now, therefore, from the start, we have to understand that the point is this principle is from Karma Yoga and Bhakti also. Bhakti, we take it to the highest level, but in Karma Yoga also, everything should be done not for my sake. That's all. So simple. Like I give a one story from Mahabharata. There was a king and he was very, very good king. He was very caring king. He was had a big kingdom and used to, he would make sure that his subjects are very happy. and he did everything to protect them. And then he was also he was collecting taxes so that he can do some welfare activities. The more he's collecting taxes, the more burden is coming. There was constantly pressure on him because he wanted to make everything proper. Constant pressure, not able to give time to his wife and child, and he has a very small child. He was not able to give time, and he was becoming more and more tensed. And every day, whole day, he's having all these issues to solve, resolve, and do many things. Now, after going through this situation for a long, he really got very tired. He said, "Hey, I'm not able to get personal time. What to speak of my wife and child? I'm not able to give time." So then he went to his guru. And he goes to his guru and says, "Can you please help me out of it? No, I'm really, really in great trouble." Then guru said, "Okay." So he said, "Then give up your kingdom." King said, "Yeah, but that is a good idea. But whom should I give?" He says, "Give to your son." Then he says, "My son is only 8 years old. He cannot handle this big kingdom already. I am seeing how much tough it is." Then, "Do you think anybody is suitable for this?" King said, "No, I don't know anybody who is." Then the guru said, "Okay, give it to me." Then King said, "Oh, this is a good idea." And he has complete trust in his guru. He said, "Okay, you take it. I don't have any problem." Then the guru said, "Okay, I'll take it. So you offer it to me." So then they took water and he poured into the guru's hand. And chanted Om and said, "Okay." And he announced that, "Now the kingdom is my guru's. I am no more the king of it. My guru is the king." And now the guru said, "Okay, now find a person, because I cannot rule. I cannot leave my small hut. I have to do my bhajan and my sadhana. You find out some suitable person, appoint him, and he will rule." He said, "But who will be a suitable person?" He said, "Find out anybody who can." Said, "I think you have some plans about it, of taking care of the kingdom on my behalf." The king said, "Yeah, I can do that." Then he said, "Okay, you can take salary, but don't take much. Whatever is needed, that much only you should take salary, and you rule it." Then the king very happily went back. He started ruling on behalf of his guru. And now, after 2-3 months, guru comes to the kingdom. Now he is the king, so he was very nicely welcomed, and king was also very happy. He made him sit on an asan and nicely offered him. And then guru asked, "So how is everything? Did your things reduce, your workload reduce?" He says, "No, workload did not reduce. Workload increased only. But what about your tension and other things?" He said, "But tension reduced." Why? Because what happened? Change in consciousness. He understood that I am not doing for my sake. I am doing for my guru's sake. So he did more activity, but without anxiety, and he was happy. So it is change, consciousness has changed. Instead of this bewitched cycle in which a person is spinning, he escaped from it. Because he does not act for his own sake. Now, when person does everything for somebody else, and this king want to do for his guru, on behalf of his guru, and he want to please his guru. So that actually made the mental trick. We have to make that adjustment, which is very important. That's why Diksha time. Say, "Okay, I surrender to my guru and I offer everything." This is a solution to all problems. If we contemplate, if we identify with our activity, then this naturally, then what happens? Then we will be interested in the fruits of our labor. And we are always worried about the fruits of our labor because I am attached to that activity. And then what happens? Then that causes, then because it's me and I have put into it, and then I am attached to the fruits of my labor, and when they come or does not come, or so many things come, the failure comes, it hurts us, everything will happen. like that. But if I am understanding, I am servant, and always I remain, regardless of whether I bear fruits or not, whether success come or not, whether I earn something or not, I am servant. I do not, I'll be arranged. Everything will be taken by, I suppose, in this way. Because otherwise, I'll be dependent on the fruit. I'll become a slave. That is, I am not free, and I'll be always worried. If we are worrying, means we have this Ishvara bhava. Like one time there was an advertisement, a job. They said one person was employing. He said that he gave an ad in the advertisement. We are looking for a man who is worried about work. Then one person applies. Well, then what is to be done? You just have to worry about all the things of this. All my worries you have to take. That's all. I will not take the worries. You take the worries. Then he said, oh, that is a good job. I can take all the worries. What will be the salary? He said, that is your first worry. That's all. So the point is, people always in anxiety because they do worship. Now when we do in the form of sacrifice, people are constant in anxiety and unnecessarily, and Krishna is addressing the same thing in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna also. So you are worried now. Krishna is telling, right? Kutasva kashmalabhidam vishame samuprasthi manadhi dishtamasarpa makirtikat. You are a good warrior. Why are you worried? And most of our worries have no reason. We just worry because we cannot help but worry. That's okay. So we sit and worry, and it happens also. Imaginary worries we all get. Because we don't know that Krishna is acting. Now, I'll give some other another important thing is doership mentality. And this also Krishna is trying to explain. We need to understand ourselves in a different way. So, because it's my understanding, who am I? We need to change. In order to act in this way, a person must very well be aware inside and always remain that I am servant. There should be change inside. I am not the doership mentality is also another problem. Like one person, there are five causes of doer, we know from Bhagavad Gita. Now, one person, he knows this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. And he was having a very beautiful garden. He was taking care of his garden and he brought here, there, and he planted them and it was nicely taken care. So one day one cow came into his garden and started eating his favorite flowers and leaves. He became very upset. To get rid of that cow, he took a stone and threw towards the pond. Unfortunately, it hit the eye and the cow died. Now, this person, he became very afraid. He did some prayaschitta here, there. And later, when his time for death came, Yamadutas came. They said, "Are you fellow, you killed the cow. Now, chalo, help." He said, no, how is it possible? I am spirit soul. The actions are done by metal nature. And hand through the stone, nothing to do with the soul. Soul is unaffected. Soul is only observer. Throwing is done by hand. I am not the person. Then leave me alone. They go to Yamaraj and say, "Oh, this person, he knows Bhagavad Gita philosophy very nicely. So, what can be done?" Yamaraj said, "Don't worry. You don't know actually. I will tell you." So, Yamaraj goes in a guise of a Brahmana and he starts glorifying the garden. "Wow, this flower, very beautiful flower. I never saw." Yes. "This is a very, very rare flower we brought from this place. This plant is so beautiful. Leaves are so nice." Yes, I only planted it. "And about this two, three trees, yes, I only planted it. I did this, I work hard, this. And then Yamaraj asks, "Then who killed the cow?" So, this is the point. Now, the why we cannot understand Bhagavad Gita, this principle is that doership mentality is also there. So sacrifice, that's why it is needed to get out of all this conditioning, all this slavery. Otherwise, it does not make sense. Arre, why should I do for others? My enjoyment is my own. I will enjoy if I do for myself. I earn money and give it to others. How will I enjoy? No, if you do for yourself, you are in slavery. Externally, it may look like you have so many facilities, but internal slavery is there, something we need to get rid of. You are understanding? That internal slavery comes when we do it for others. When we will be free from internal slavery when we do it for others. That's the only point. Whole lecture actually only one point. So now, this, in order to act in this way, a person must be very well aware inside that I am always, I will always remain a servant anyway. And the main problem of people is that this is, they believe in God, but they think that they are the God. One person said, you surrendered to God. I said, yes, I surrendered to God. Every day I do whatever God says. And for me, my God is my wife. So these are the philosophies of people. That is a problem. Believe in God, but it so happened, forgive me, I am the God. Still have this deep inner understanding that everything I earn, everything I do, all this should be belong to me, not for Krishna. Prabhupada says 50% give it to propagation of Krishna consciousness. It's very difficult. No? Everything ultimately comes from Krishna. Like one very famous artist, he was asked, what do you think of all these famous people who are winning some very celebrities, they win Oscar and all these things? Then he did not tell how he is. He just gave this story, he tells this analogy. He says, Jesus Christ, when he entered into Jerusalem, he rode on a donkey, and so many people came around and they started hallelujah and whatever. They started praising Jesus and all, and then this donkey thought, wow, so many people are appreciating me. So that's what actually he says, that all the talents people have is given by God, but they think that unfortunately like this. Now donkey has two wonderful qualities. One is stupidity, second is stubbornness. And these two qualities are false ego's qualities. It is stupid but also stubborn also. So these are the foundations of the slavery. Stupidity and stubbornness are the foundations of our slavery in this material world. Why we are unhappy. Krishna is trying to help us. He's saying this is important. He is the, out of five factors, the adhishthana, karta, and first the place of activity, the senses, the doership mentality, then the living entity's desire, and then sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. So fifth doer is Krishna. Our role is only to understand within, I want Krishna to be happy, to be satisfied, and I am acting for this. And then what happens? Gradually my heart becomes completely cleansed. My heart becomes completely full, satisfied. Otherwise, heart is empty. And there are many stories like that, which are there in the Shastras to explain this principle. And many of the Shastras, they are explaining this principle only. So here, I gave that this is Karma Yoga. I have to truly find myself. Then I can act very naturally. So this one principle I will just tell before I conclude my talk. This is a very important principle. The sacrifice is part, the Karma Yoga is sacrifice. Karma Yoga means you have to perform different sacrifices. One of the sacrifices is charity, which is here. And now why Prabhupada is taking a different level, both I will explain here. And I have to find myself. Then I can act very naturally. So what is this means? That I do my swadharma. Swadharma means what? Basically, I have to do an activity for which I don't need any remuneration. I don't need any appreciation. I genuinely like that activity and I want to do it. Now they call it a signature strength. But it is swadharma. You do an activity where you don't need anybody's appreciation or praise or any remuneration. I just want to do it. Like say, now I like to teach. Now if one person is there, 10 people are there, I want to teach. If he is understanding, I teach. Now what Krishna is telling, if you act like that, Krishna advises to find our purpose in life. This is what is purpose. When a person finds his purpose, it is very easy not to try to enjoy because he is already happy anyway. Now I am happy by doing this activity anyway. So I don't need separately. Then what? Then people who are forced to work, if I am not doing what I like, then what I mean, people who are forced to work and do not do some strange job. And that they don't like are very unhappy inside. What is their motivation? Okay, at the end of the month I'll get my salary. That is the motivation. And then because whole day they worked, which they don't like anyway, they come home, watch some entertainment. I already 8 hours I am fixed up. Now let me have some entertainment. Now they are not able to use their human form in higher purpose because they did not do what they want to do. They are forced to do something and because of which what is happening, if I do what I like, then even if I get free time, I am already happy doing it. So I want to utilize in higher purpose. Otherwise what? I said, okay, let me at least chill out now. Because of that unhappiness inside, they accumulate irritation. And they constantly need to be praised. This all praises are because internally no substance. They constantly need some kind of reward. And people who have achieved success in their beloved activity are often very modest people. They're very humble. They don't want to be praised because they're happy in the work itself. They're happy. What have they got? Happy. They don't need to be said that I did it. If a person says I did that, then something is wrong. That means that he is not happy with what he is doing. Krishna says, find yourselves. Then only will you be able to get rid of the false ego. And also the habit of being proud of what we are doing. Without attachment for the fruits of our work, because it is precisely the attachment so that we are going to get that brings about problems. Now, why here Prabhupada is telling we have to do sacrifice we are doing for others. Now we are doing for Guru, which is the highest benefit we can do for ourselves. We can get rid of this slavery once for all. We will be in the spiritual world if we sacrifice for good. People can sacrifice for country and they may give some sacrifice for the family. Somebody may be properly doing. I want to gain higher knowledge and sacrificing. That's how the karma yoga they do. So then they come to the jnana yoga stage. But in bhakti yoga, why they have to do sacrifice? Because the slavery is gone from inside. Slavery is gone means what happens? There is a purification of heart. Try to understand. Slavery is because impure heart. And when you do sacrifice, when we are giving charity and other things, the slowly the attachments. Attachments are the cause of our slavery. Attachment is the impurity in the heart. That attachment slowly is gone when we do this sacrifice in charities and tapasya and all other things, all types of yajnas, sacrifices, and that is gone. Then you are elevated. In bhakti yoga, when we do it for Guru, not only we get purification of heart, our consciousness will become much clearer and we can attain the spiritual world also. So that is the point. We will be able to attain the spiritual kingdom. So when Prabhupada is giving this point, that we therefore invite all men and women advanced in knowledge to join the Krishna conscious movement and sacrifice their life for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness. That means, Prabhupada is telling you, sacrifice for Lord Chaitanya's mission. That's all. Krishna consciousness movement is whose? Lord Chaitanya's mission. And he is the one who is going to deliver us. And what? Why? Because anyway, everything in this material world is going to be destroyed. Therefore, one should use everything for good purpose. That means our healthy body, our intelligence, our property, money, everything is going to go. So better use it right purpose and attain perfection. So that is the point. So I just summarize what we have discussed before. Just in 2 minutes, I'll just what we have discussed. Only one point I made, but I made it. The original goal of the culture is what? To make a person gain freedom. More culture in human society is lost, the degree of freedom is also lost. That we have seen. The regulative principles of freedom is what? Externally there are regulations, but internally freedom is achieved. More a person is with entertainment, more he is feeling, okay, I am free. Externally you are free, but internally that freedom is causing more slavery. So the shackles are not chains or anything. It's a shackles of our karma vasanas. It's a more subtler level. So we discussed how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is helping people to gain freedom, internal freedom. He's not bothered about country's freedom. And people tried, many all over the world, they are trying freedom. Now also some countries are still trying freedom like that. So we also see that our the slavery is increasing. That is the real problem for all of us. To get out of it, what is the solution? The freedom is not there at the internal psychological level, right? Now we have seen next thing is Vedic culture, it is intended to teach people, but modern culture, it is making people slaves. And more a person is adopted to slavery, more is considered as is natural, is more normal person. And then we discussed about the research that is done, that more and more people, more the people are consuming, more they are unhappy. And more they are unhappy, more they consume. But a satisfied person is happy with little things. And it is very dangerous for economy, such people. Government don't want happy people. So, and then we discussed, Krishna says that, what is the main reason of slavery? Because we are acting for our own self. Lokoyam karma bandhana. How? When we are ignyata karmano anyatra. First thing we need to see that Aryan means we cannot stay at one place. We have to move forward. We should not degrade. But this modern way of living is degradation only. People are become more and more enslaved. And then we want to get rid of it, this tension and all. We need to understand the main principle. Yajna is for Lord. Any activity, our whole life should be an yajna. That's why Nityam Yajne Pratishtati. Any activity if you don't do for yourself, it becomes a sacrifice, and Lord is telling, I am always present in that sacrifice. People say, Lord is everywhere. Yes, Lord is everywhere. How? In this way, in the form of sacrifice, like that. So then, internally we have to tune ourselves. That's why we need sadhana. And then we will be able to free from it. Then we discussed few stories which illustrate this point about the king, and there are many stories like that. So thank you all very much. Any questions or any comments anybody has, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji for such a wonderful class. It was very helpful. So just on one point of sacrifice, where you had mentioned so many points, so even you also illustrated the stories which will be helpful to remember. Like we have to, I just like the word that the internal consciousness has to be awakened. So that it has to be changed. So it can happen only by chanting, because we have been adopted to this material consciousness for years and years. So which is more, which is very hard to change in one night. So it should be changed only during due course of time by the process of chanting. Devotees, do you have any questions? I can go ahead. Megha Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Wonderful lecture, Prabhuji. You know, these are really, really great points that you've got, you know, said, stated today, that selfish interest is the cause of all our problems. And then we should act selflessly and work for others. One of my questions is, you know, we understand this, even as you said, theoretically, right, that we should work for, or work selflessly for others, or even for Krishna. But, you know, as far as others are concerned, somehow because of the conditions, you know, conditional state, where we can do a lot for someone, but, you know, that expectation of appreciation or empathy is there. So how do we get rid of this expectation of even empathy? So, you know, it's
your voice broke. Anything else? I could not hear what you spoke. Your voice was
Is this better?
Yeah. Yes, Mataji.
Expectation for having empathy from someone. So we can, but we still have the not expectation for any glorification or anything, but at least the empathy is there. How do we get rid of this empathy expectation?
So like last point which I was discussing, we need to identify what are the things which I do in my life where I don't need to have any external appreciation or even empathy or anything. I just do it because I like that activity. Say you may like to serve the deities, do some bhoga for them, do aarti, put dress or garlands, or you may like to read shastra, help others understand shastra, or you may want to do kirtan for the Lord, or you may want to do some nice some services for the deities, or some services which we need to identify where even if I don't tell anybody that I did also, I'll be happy with that. Not all the services you may be able to get such services. You may have to do some your household services, some office services and all, which we may not completely like. But there should be some services where we don't need anything and we have, that will help us to gain that inner satisfaction and happiness. Because when we have some areas we are expecting something, means that is we can work. We have to understand that maybe this is not completely what I want. Maybe some other service I have to identify where I don't need even this much also. And we don't need, because what we get when we do what we want, means that satisfaction, it itself is a big reward. We will not feel anybody's need. Now after the class, if I am happy with the class, that okay, I got this opportunity and I'm satisfied with it, then I'll not expect that somebody should come and tell Roji very nice class. No, I'm happy because I could speak about Krishna. Then that itself is a reward for me. I'm happy now. So if somebody says or not, does not make much effect. But I am not anxious why people are not appreciating, why people are not appreciating. That means you have to cool down and understand why you are doing, what is the purpose, why you want to do this service, they really want to please Guru and Krishna. So we have to think on our motivation. So our motivation become clear. I am servant. I have to serve so many Vaishnavas. As a servant, these are the things I have spent and I did my service. You know, if some Vaishnavas are happy, I am happy. So in that way, if we are, then we will always be happy. So work on our motivations, why I want to do it, before doing it, pray before doing it, pray after doing it, and then in between, motivations are clear, then we don't need any appreciation. And No need also. We will, because why? Krishna will be happy. That's it.
Right. So that I understand, Prabhuji. So it's not more in devotional service. I was really, you know, referring to the others, like family members. You know, we do somehow at least start expecting empathy. And the reason, the motive behind the things is like, yeah, you know, sometimes there's a lot of different services from devotional service aspect. So we don't want that to show, because if not everyone is in Krishna consciousness, and we want to, you know, I guess have someone encouraged for Krishna consciousness. I try to take care of the household stuff without, because I don't want someone to think that because I'm engaged in devotional service, I'm not able to fulfill the household responsibilities. So I try to make sure that I do the household stuff, you know, work and everything, take care of everything, understanding this is also entrusted to me in Krishna, you know, by Krishna. But that expectation of, you know, the empathy still comes from those family members. I'm not talking or referring to devotional service. Krishna reciprocates fully, you know, and then we also see that, or I see that a lot more I can do.
In this case, I understood, Mataji. Now I understood the question. Now what we have to expect in this case, Mataji? Like when we do these services, we have to help our family members increase their sukruti so that they also become eventually devotees. What is meant by increasing sukruti is they just need to appreciate us. Because you are a devotee, if they appreciate you, eventually they will become devotees. That's what we have to do. Means our behavior, our actions, our concern, everything should be in such a way that you should know that they should always say, okay, she is very nice girl, she is very nice woman, she is nice lady, she is doing things nicely, she is helping me. If they always appreciate you in anything small or big, that is good enough. They will eventually become devotees. That is the only way you can really help them in spiritual life. Right. So you have to always have this as a motivation, that let them develop appreciation for devotees. You or sometime you help them serve devotees, and you always have this as a focus. Missionary spirit, sacrificing for Krishna conscious mission for you is to help your family members appreciate devotees, and the appreciation for devotees starts from you. So you keep this as a target, and no matter what you are doing, even if they appreciate after 1 year, 2 years also, you have to wait for it. You have to be very, very patient and very, very tolerant. Even they may not empathize what you are doing, you should not bother. Because if I do it, go on, one day their heart may change. It will touch their heart and they will appreciate. If you get irritated, or you may expect, they say, you are chanting, and what is your quality of chanting? Your chanting is all drama. You are always angry, irritated, you expect too many things. This is what they will say. But if you can tolerate and if you can be patient, you will see many, many examples I can give where at the end they say, yes, whatever you did is right. They will appreciate devotees. That will help them to become devotees. They will develop the pure devotional feel. That is what is the best gift you can give to your family members, by being your tolerant and showing all Vaishnava qualities.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's continuous and patience, as you have mentioned. So, and more, you know, opportunities to appreciate other devotees. And it starts from me to appreciate other devotees so that they also see this. Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
We don't expect you just go on giving. They will one day, that will touch their heart. You keep that as the target.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Megha Mataji. Prabhuji, there is one question in the chat. It's from Bhakti Sangha Padashreya. Prabhuji is asking, Hare Krishna, gratitude for the insightful in a subtle level, so needful or important for Bhakti Yoga Sadhana with Seva mode. Okay, I think it's glorifying about the class. He has glorified the class that the class is very wonderful. Okay. So, devotees, any more questions? please raise your hands or any realizations, please go ahead. Prahladanand Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Ramana Mataji. And then with Pranam Prabhuji and all Vaishnavas. I don't have a question, Prabhuji. I just realized that Bhagavatam is stressing the point so much which you are trying to inspire us with. Bhagavatam says, etavan janma safalya dehinami dehisu prane archi jiya vacha sreyam acharit sada. So whatever little we are doing in Krishna consciousness in service of Sri Prabhupada, if we can do with our prana, earth, dhyā, and vācha, for the sake of others, to lift, to to inspire them to take bhakti yoga and service to Lord Sri Krishna and vice versa. That is our real success in our life. So whatever little I do and others do, that is the real progress, and that's the real freedom, the internal freedom you are talking about. Is this. One little effort of elevating others and bringing them to, inspiring them to, and I prefer myself to do by doing little book distribution, small books. Like yesterday I gave one perfect answer, perfect question, perfect answer book to a stranger, small girl. So this gives me satisfaction, and that's the real bliss I feel, that I have done some little service in Prabhupada's.
That is my first book. I read that and joined ashram.
That's right, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Your realizations are really very wonderful, Prabhuji. Thank you for sharing with us every time. Prabhuji, I don't see any more hand raise or questions in the chat. Everyone has glorified about your class for giving such an insightful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. The same thing. Balram Prasad, Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, there is, even in the service mood also, that false, the pride is in very, externally we cannot, nobody knows that externally that there is a pride. Sorry, internally there is a pride. Even for me, there is a pride inside that I am doing. But externally, I will show that, I'm just doing for Krishna. But most of the times, what I see is we are satisfying our ego rather than, satisfying myself. Even though it is a service to Krishna, but the selfishness is very subtle, very, very subtle. We cannot come out of it that easily. So what do you do in that situation? I know at the end of the day, okay, just keep serving Krishna, I understand. But still it is there. I did it. The dressing, I did it very nicely compared to others. That feeling will be there. Somebody did it nicely, but still I am better than him. I don't know if it's a transcendental competition or is it my internally pride. How do we handle that situation, Pro?
It is not possible to get rid of our subtle anathas, Pro. That is only when we are even at the stage of Nishta and Ruchi also, these anathas continue, especially Pujala Pradishtha. But first thing, we have to work on our gross anathas, like greed, pride, anger, on a grosser level. That and slowly with the help of our spiritual master and senior Vaishnavas, they will help us to identify our settler anathas and they will help us to get rid of it. Initially, we had to work on our grass, and this is not wrong because you have working and taking care, serving the deities and all. And if you are making devotees feel happy by your service, that is actually good service. That is a service you have to do. So every time you dress, you try to do it as best as possible, make devotees happy, get their blessings. And all of the lower things will automatically go away. Always try to get the blessings of Vaishnavas by pleasing them, nicely serving, nicely doing whatever services we get. That is the way we can slowly be, when they start giving blessings, then we will be free from our, what happens because we are hearing, this is accumulation of so much, like say in our bathrooms or drainage pipe, so much fungus, and this will be accumulated. And how we can clean them? You pour acid, everything gets cleaned away. Similarly, regularly of our hearing, we are pouring acid on our all these anarthas, they'll get drained, they'll get cleared. So regular hearing will definitely, that is the most important thing. We have to regularly hear both holy name and Krishna Katha. So all these unwanted things which are accumulated, they are slowly, slowly. At least now we are understanding this is an anartha. Previously, we never know also.
Yes,
now right. We are able to identify maybe there is something called like this. Previously, we think only we should have this ego, we should be proud of ourselves. All these things is what people thought is self-esteem and all. No, we know this is all anarthas. I don't want it. And because you know you don't want it, we will come out of it.
Yeah, I am experienced also, Prabhu. Even though dressing might take only 20 minutes, say suppose, for some reason, something, you fix something, it will fall down. It will fix something, fall down. Then, what is happening? then I'll understand that day, oh, there is something in my heart. It's doing something wrong.
Yeah. You are sincere, Krishna is reciprocating very fast with
you. I don't know, Prabhu. It's an experience. I'm just... Anyway, thank you so much.
Because we have a desire, Napru, immediately Krishna will help. Only thing is, we shouldn't have a desire. Krishna is ready to help, but he is waiting when this fellow will desire. If we are desiring that I want you, Krishna, I don't want anything, immediately Krishna will make arrangements for us.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that, how do you define devotional service? We cannot define. It's an experience. We hear a lot, we do a lot, but unless you practice and experience, then you will get that realizations. Rather than, hearing is important. Without hearing, we don't even get that awareness anyway. But it's important to get an experience. So that's important for all of us. Thank you, yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Bhakti Sangha Padashraya, Prabhuji or Mataji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I remember the days I start coming and attending the classes in Bhakti Sangha Japa group with all the devotees and the speakers of Bhakti Yoga. And I, whenever I hear from like speaker like you, I mean the senior devotees or whether the practitioners of the Bhakti Sangha group, every time I say, I don't know this thing. Everyone says, I didn't know these things. It's like every time I'm just learning. I don't know anything. So it's just like every time it's like, I don't know this thing. It's like, so it's like, I better just keep hearing and just like Chaturpakhi. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
We have to always know it is safe for us. We have to get that realization. That is good. And slowly, slowly, more and more things are there. We have to learn by hearing more and more. You continue hearing. We have so many wonderful Vaishnavas. They will help you and guide you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I don't see any more questions or hand raise. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. And devotees also shared their realizations. It was very wonderful, the interaction, actually. So we want an association in future also. So we can end the call here, devotees. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa drupadya kripa sindhu preva cha patita nam
pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo
namah. Jai jai jai
jai. Thank you so much,
Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.